Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant, share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
This is a story of the future. When the great events depicted will happen, no man can foretell. But the fact of their happening is foretold in the Bible. This is a story of the day of the Lord, when all those from the beginning of time will be summoned to final judgment. The Bible tells us much of what will happen on the day of the Lord, and of the time immediately preceding it. On the day of the Lord, there will be as many stories to tell as the number of people who lived on this earth. This could be one of them.
Pilot to Colonel Corbett.
Yes, pilot.
We're approaching the Newfoundland base, Colonel. Please prepare yourself and your prisoner for a landing.
How must we land, pilot? It's essential we reach the mainland tonight.
Sorry, Colonel Corbett. We're short of fuel. Too risky.
It may be riskier landing here. The prisoner has friends everywhere.
It's very nice of you to say, Colonel, and quite comforting.
It wasn't intended to comfort you, Mr. Chetwood. Pilot, what are our chances of reaching the mainland without refueling?
About 50-50.
Not good enough. I can't afford to take chances with the prisoner's life. He can answer too many questions we need to know. All right, put down your ship. First, contact the mainland and tell them we'll be delayed.
Sorry, Colonel, something's wrong with the radio.
Wrong?
I can't reach the mainland. I can't even reach the control tower. We'll have to come in blind. Signing off.
Colonel, if you're worried about the pilot being one of us, I can assure you he's not.
That makes me even more suspicious.
We don't lie, Colonel. That's a policy of your leader.
If our leader has done nothing else, at least he's exposed every charlatan practice you preach. He's made your beliefs a laughing stock.
Yes, he's made us seem foolish to many people.
How many countries still practice religion?
I admit he's destroyed the faith of many people, even nations, but we are still teaching in all countries.
Because we permit it. Nobody listens except a few fools.
There are more than a few. Your leader hasn't done as well as he thinks.
Fasten your safety belt. The landing may be dangerous.
I'm ready.
We have to leave the ship. Stay close to me.
As you wish.
If your friends try anything, I want you between us.
I've never advocated violence, my young friend.
No, all you've tried to do is overthrow the government.
Not the government, your leader.
Keep quiet. We're about to land. We're down. Now remember what I said if we get out.
Pilot to Colonel Corbett.
Yes, pilot.
There's something funny out there, Colonel.
Funny?
There's nobody on the field.
Ridiculous.
Look out the window and see for yourself.
He's right, Colonel. Not a soul in sight.
But all the field lights are on and the buildings are light in every window.
But no people.
Strange. Pilot, come back in here. Bring your gun.
Yes, Colonel.
Find out what this is all about. 1,000 men don't vanish from a military base without just...
You wanted me, Colonel?
Yes. Yes, you go first, pilot. Drop to the ground and have a look around.
Yes, sir.
Keep your gun handy, and at the first sign of trouble, get back in. If necessary, we'll take off again. Pilot.
Yes, Colonel?
Don't get out of earshot.
I won't.
See anything?
Nothing yet, sir.
You This is your doing, Chetwood. It means one more crime you'll answer for.
Really, Colonel? Would it make the punishment more severe?
It will if I have anything to... Where did he go? I told him not... Pilot!
Here I am, sir. I circled the field around the plane. Not a sign of life. It looks like the base has been evacuated.
In time of war? Nonsense. They're here somewhere.
No, sir. Look at the field. Not a ship on it. There's usually 50. Look at the hangars. Empty. They must have all taken off.
It's unheard of.
Pilot's right, Colonel. I must confess, I'm as curious as you are.
There's a reasonable explanation. There must be. The radio tower. Come along, Chetwood. We'll find out what this is all about. This way.
I'm coming.
Pilot, if there's any funny business, don't hesitate to shoot.
I'm ready, Colonel.
Can you operate the radio in the control tower?
I think so.
Good. No, don't go in yet until I take a look. Yes, it seems all right. Chetwood, suppose you go in first.
Gladly, Colonel. Here I am.
Cover me, pilot.
Yes, sir.
Well, Colonel, you see? Nothing. No one here to rescue me.
Come in, pilot.
Coming, sir. Jumping Jehoshaphat. Did they leave in a hurry or did they leave in a hurry? Look, all their personal effects still on the desk.
There's a logical explanation. We've only to look for it. A pilot, upstairs to the radio tower. We'll follow. You're next, Chetwoods. And remember, I'm right behind you with my gun.
Colonel, I wouldn't miss the news for all the world. Bless me, I haven't found anything so exciting since my escape from your leader's jail. Ah, here we are.
Any luck, pilot?
The radio was on, sir. Just the way they left it. But I'm not getting anything.
You should be. Headquarters is never off the air.
I know that, Colonel, but they're not sending now.
Then you try sending.
Yes, sir. Newfoundland base to mainland. Come in, GHQ. Come in, please. GHQ. Nothing, sir. Do you want me to try our European bases?
No. Keep trying for headquarters. New Chetwood, come with me.
You're not leaving, sir.
Are you afraid to be alone, pilot?
No, sir, but I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Nor do I. Come along, Chetwood. We won't be far away, pilot. If you want me in a hurry, fire your gun. This way.
Are you afraid, Colonel?
Of what? Of nothing?
I think you are.
Here, walk to the fuel pump. And what's there to be afraid of? We're 6 hours from home. It's simply a matter of fueling the ship and taking off.
Taking off for what, Colonel? The mainland is silent.
I think you know more than you're telling.
I know as little as you, but something drastic has happened, Colonel. Why a deserted military base in wartime?
Seems impossible with our defenses, but it must be an enemy attack at home.
An attack or a conquest?
You'd like to believe that, wouldn't you? Perhaps if I faced what you faced, I'd wish it too. You know as well as I that the enemy would have no more mercy on you than we would. For all your treason, you never went over to them.
Their leadership is no better than yours.
I must admit you amaze me, Chetwood. You make light conversation out of treason.
I don't consider fighting evil to be treason. It's my duty.
And it's mine to take you in. I almost regret having to do it. You certainly seem harmless enough to me. I don't know why the leader should personally interest himself in your capture.
Because I speak the truth. The one thing he fears...
Here, hold the light. Seems to be something wrong with the fuel pump.
It works all right, Colonel. It's just that it's empty.
What? Dry. Yes, of course. Well, we're in for it now. We'll have to stay until they return.
If they return.
They will. Come on, we better turn off the lights on the field. We're lucky we weren't spotted already. The main switch should be in the control tower.
Yes, and perhaps the pilot has managed to raise someone on the radio. And, Colonel, perhaps we should forage for food. It's been a long time between meals.
Food. It's the last thing I want now. All right, you go in first. I'm right behind you. Oh, wait. Here's the switch. Here. Shine the light on the stairs now. All right, go up.
Oh, here we are. Pilots, is there anything on the radio?
Where's the Colonel? Oh, Colonel Corbett, I got something, but it didn't make much sense. It was an emergency call for serum.
Serum? From the mainland? What kind of serum?
I couldn't catch it. Something I never heard of.
Serum, Colonel. And that explains everything. The plague. Your troops returning from the Oriental Front would have brought it back.
It must be sweeping the country. Well, at least now we know. Terrible, of course, but at least rational. Headquarters must have ordered the complement of this base home to maintain order, or to prevent the enemy from invading while we're fighting the plague.
The enemy is just as badly off. Broke out there first, and they didn't have a serum for it either. You may not know it, but they're suffering famine as well.
Has it struck you as odd, Chetwood? In this day of marvels and wonders, science at its peak, and the world suffers plague and famine, why, Chetwood?
I might be able to answer that, Colonel, but you wouldn't believe it.
Well, not that mumbo-jumbo about God having forsaken the world.
God hasn't forsaken the world, Colonel. The world has forsaken God. Our troubles stem from that one gigantic fact.
Our troubles will be cured in good time.
Not by the policies you practice. They only breed more troubles. Colonel, why not try it God's way before it's too late?
Don't worry about its being too late. We'll survive and eventually win, and make the world a pleasant place to live in.
Pleasant for your leader and a few others in his favor. Colonel, have you read Matthew?
Matthew?
In the Bible.
Certainly not.
Matthew foretold the future in a general way. He told of extraordinary perturbations of nature, of wars, pestilence, famine, earthquakes.
What was his point?
He said these things would be signs of the approaching end of the world.
Oh, thank you, Chetwood. I didn't know I had a laugh left in me. Are there any more signs? I could use another laugh.
There are other signs, yes, but I think we should ration the amusement.
Agreed. We may have a long wait. Chetwood, you know, in many ways, you remind me of my father.
Oh? I'm not sure he'd be flattered by the comparison.
Oh, but he would. He was one of you.
Was?
Yes. He was condemned.
Newfoundland base calling European operational base 2. Come in, Europe.
We're getting you loud and clear. Go ahead, Newfoundland.
I'll take it, pilot. Escort the prisoner downstairs. Part of this conversation may be classified.
Well, should I wake him? He's still sleeping.
All right, but watch him. This is Colonel Corbett at the Newfoundland base.
Captain Blake here. What's wrong at your base, Colonel? The commanding general's fit to be tied.
Oh, we have an emergency situation here. I can't explain over the radio. Have you any news from America?
Well, we were hoping you could tell us. All we got was an emergency call for serum and then silence. What's going on, anyway? Whole world suddenly seems to have gone topsy-turvy.
Have you any instructions for me?
Well, the general will have when he gets back. He's out surveying the damage from the quakes.
What did you say?
I said the general will have when he gets back.
No. About the quakes.
The earthquakes. Devastating. First, we had an idea it was a new enemy weapon, but all we get out of their radio is gibberish. Some rot about two people who've come back from the dead after several thousand years. Never heard such hogwash. All right, Colonel. Stand by on this frequency. I'll contact you as soon as the general gets back.
Very well, Captain. Signing off now.
What do you make of it, Colonel?
I don't know. Pilot, you might as well get some sleep. You may not call back for a while.
I can't sleep. I tried. I think I'll go down and make some coffee.
Yes, I could use some, too. Bring some for the prisoner. He can't sleep forever.
I won't be long.
Oh. You, Colonel. I guess I must have dozed.
Yes, about 6 hours ago. The pilot is bringing coffee.
Oh, wonderful. What is it, Colonel? You look concerned.
Nothing. Just boredom. You're going to tell me the other signs.
Oh, preceding the end of the world.
Yes, I'd really like to hear them.
I make a bargain. I'll tell you the signs if you'll tell me something about something that I'm interested in. Your father.
There isn't much to tell.
Well, if it's too painful.
Not at all. I was only a boy, but I still recall vividly the constant traveling, the hiding. I didn't understand why. I loved my father and hated the leader because my father talked against him. They caught up with us. I never saw him again.
I'm sorry.
No need to be, for me at any rate. The leader took a personal interest in me. I was raised in his home.
And he turned you against your father?
He made me see what he was, a traitor. You believe in miracles, don't you? And so do I, after watching the leader in action.
He's a remarkable man in many ways.
His miracles are real. They don't require blind faith as yours do.
But all is not always as it seems. You must put miracles to the test of time and study. Perhaps it's you who are fooled.
I've kept my part of the bargain.
I'm glad you told me about your boyhood. If you don't mind, I'll pray for you.
Would it matter if I did mind?
Touche. Now, let me see. The other signs of the day of the Lord.
The end of the world.
The same. On that day, all men and women who ever lived and died are to rise up again with their bodies,
which have long since turned to dust.
But each must render an accounting of his deeds.
Just the signs, Chetwood.
Very well. First, from the Bible. This gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world for a testimony of all nations. And then shall the consummation come. Now, in other words, what has already come to pass. A general preaching of the Christian religion throughout the world.
You mean we've already had sign one? All right. Sign two.
The conversion of an entire people to the Christian faith.
Surely that hasn't happened yet.
No, not yet. Nor has the third sign. The return of Henoch and Elias.
Who are Henoch and Elias?
Oh, I forgot. You never studied Bible history. These two never tasted death. They will return before the end of the world.
Are you trying to make a fool of me? You're a light sleeper, Chetwood. You really had me fooled.
Well, I don't know what I've said to offend you.
I was a fool to let you go on. All right, that's enough now.
But you asked...
Silence!
Here's the coffee, Colonel.
Now put it down, pilot.
Yes, sir?
European base two calling Newfoundland. Come in, Colonel Corbett.
Corbett here. Stand by, please, Europe. Pilot, escort the prisoner downstairs. Now, hurry, man.
Yes, sir. This way, Mr. Chetwood.
Hey, Corbett again. Have you any instructions for me?
The commanding general regrets he can't speak with you personally. But we've an emergency situation here now ourselves. We still can't contact America. And the general wants your radio manned 24 hours a day. Now, if you make contact first, connect us immediately. We've got to talk to headquarters.
What's your emergency, Captain?
Well, I can't give details on the radio. But it's about those two men who've claimed to have risen from the dead. They've left enemy territory and moved into the Middle East. They're stirring up plenty of trouble.
You mean organizing armies?
In a way. But not with guns. People are just following them around. Seems like millions of them. Just to hear what they have to say.
Captain, these men, what are their names?
Names? Oh, foreign names. Let me see. One of them is Elias or something like that.
Elias?
That's it. Elias. The other one, Henoch. How did you hear about them way over there? Colonel Corbett.
I'm still here.
Oh, they're not really acting aggressive. It's just that so many of them are converting to Christianity. However, the general's inclined to think it won't spread much further.
The general is wrong. It will encompass the entire people.
Are you sure? What's your source of information?
Forget I said it, Captain. Signing off here. Pilot! Pilot!
Yes, sir?
Come in, both of you. Sit down and drink your coffee before it's cold. I'm sorry I blew up, Mr. Chetwood. What are the other signs?
Well, Colonel, the next sign is certain to make you angry.
Please. The next sign.
It's the reign of Antichrist. It's foretold that before the world ends, there will arise a powerful adversary of the Savior, a person so remarkable that he will seduce the nations by his wonders and persecute the church.
And this, too, you believe, has come to pass.
Your leader.
Go on. The next.
A great apostasy, with the numbers of the faithful reduced, and the abandonment of the Christian religion by many nations.
Well, that's certainly happened.
The following sign is one we spoke of before. Matthew's prediction of war, pestilence, famine, earthquakes.
And then?
Then. A universal conflagration, which will bring about the end of the world.
You mean total atomic war?
No. No, the origin of the universal conflagration will be miraculous.
You mean you believe that the world annihilated by the hand of God?
Not annihilated, but it will no longer be the world we know. That will end. When all the signs have come to pass, the general judgment will take place, possibly right here on earth, with the Son of God sitting in judgment.
And I am to be sent to perdition while you go to eternal reward?
No, not necessarily. We are both pitifully weak. Weak and undeserving. If either of us wins eternal reward, it won't be only because we've earned it. It's still a gift of the Almighty.
Your God might bestow this gift on me?
He's your God, too. And it's generally accepted that he likes nothing better than the return to the fold of a stray lamb. Or even a black sheep.
When will I have my chance?
I think you're having it. Right now.
No. No, it's impossible.
On the contrary. You've only to ask.
If I did now, out of fear, he'd despise me, and I'd despise myself. There should be a better incentive to accept your beliefs.
There is. Not fear, but love.
How can anyone love a God he doesn't know?
I'll teach you what I can. But mainly by faith. And that's something he'll give you if you ask. Do you want it?
I think I do. Yes. Yes, I do.
European base 2 calling Newfoundland. Come in, Colonel Corbett.
Go ahead, Captain.
Any news from America?
Nothing. How's your situation?
Well, you were right about the whole people converting. You've got good sources of information.
The best.
Fortunately, they don't seem to be making trouble otherwise. Though the heat wave may explain that.
Heat wave?
The temperature record fell hours ago, and it's still going up. Boy, I'm ready to drop. If you hear anything, let us know.
I will. Signing off. Heat wave, Mr. Chetwood.
Are you worried?
Strangely enough, no.
That's not so strange.
Colonel Corbett?
Yes, pilot?
There might be just enough fuel left in the ship to make it back.
If you want to try it, pilot, go ahead. One man makes a lighter load than three.
You're not going back?
No.
What about the prisoner?
He's free.
That's treason.
If you're going, you'd better take off before it gets too dark.
I'm going. And I feel sorry for you, Colonel. Taken in by his drivel. Anyway, good luck.
Was that wise, Colonel?
I can't play it both ways. Could you?
No, I never could.
What happens after the conflagration, Mr. Chetwood? Does anyone know?
Well, there are prophecies. One is that a trumpet will be heard. A trumpet which will awaken the dead to resurrection. After that, a sign in the heavens, signaling the appearance of the Lord. It's believed it will be a wonderful cross of light. And then, the appearance of the Savior himself. At the general judgment, there will be no secrets. Then each person will understand his own condition fully. And all others will know him for what he was and is. Nothing will be hidden. And many believe the Son of God will pause before each person and say, "Depart from me," or "Come, be blessed."
And that's the end.
No, the beginning. the reign of the Lord over mankind will follow.
Yeah. The pilot's taken off. I didn't think he'd make it before dark. Why, it should be dark.
The sky is so bright. It almost looks like a sunrise.
It's getting brighter. And the heat.
Yes. I've been noticing it for some time.
Look, the sky. Growing red now.
Close your eyes, Colonel. And pray.
Yes. It's the day of the Lord.
Thank you.